This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul, and let any sin that so easily beset us, we just say, shake it off actually right now, Lord, put in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. We thank you that 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sins, your faithful and just forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, I should have had behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. As my wife and I, hallelujah, we just come together, touch and agree. And through the use of the internet, hallelujah, and these airwaves, that we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over the prince of the air. In Jesus' name, Lord, and I thank you for clarity to go forth. I thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, for the word to be rich tonight. Hallelujah, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord, within this house this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, man, I'd like you to open up to the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Ephesians 6:6 says, obey not by the way of eye service, but as the servant of God, doing the will of God from the heart. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I need to pray for us and with us. As I bring forth the word, the sermon title is, are you a God-pleaser or a people-pleaser? Are you a God-pleaser or a people-pleaser in 2024? Yes, beloved, the word also says in the book of Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. The A clause of the verse. Child of God, always seek in 2024 to only please God at all times and at all costs. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening tonight. Child of God, believer in Christ, always seek to only please God at all times and at all costs. Beloved, you cannot be a true servant of God or a disciple of Christ if your mind is set on pleasing people at all times and costs. No, you must make a choice each and every day of your life. Who are you living for? For God or for people? In 2024, yes, believer in Christ, do not be anyone's puppet always seeking to please, always seek to please God at all times and at all costs. Yes, people may talk about you, but it really don't matter. Because the only thing that matters is what God has planned for you and what God, hallelujah, his kingdom agenda concerning you and the plans that he has for you. So child of God, living with an agenda to please people can be very exhausting because it doesn't line up with God's design for you. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, created by God. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must stick to the basics. We must know who we are in Christ, that we are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are you a God pleaser? Are you a people pleaser in 2024? The choice is yours to make. Yes, here in the book of 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4, but as ye were approved by God to put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which tries or tests our heart. So, beloved, we must remember that God is the one that have called us for such a time as this. God is the one that allow us to be on top of the ground not on top of us. God is the one that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we belong to him. We are his children. We are his vessels that he can use as he sees fit and chooses. Yes? Always remember this in 2024, that man pleases, seek the approval of men above the approval of God. So child of God, believe in Christ. Aim higher in 2024 to please God. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, hallelujah, it is impossible to please God without faith. Yes, he that comes to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we can't be a God pleaser and a man pleaser at the same time. We have to make a choice. Which is more important for you in 2024? Yes, child of God, your personal priority must be to seek the approval of God, regardless of what, of how man responds to what is said or preached or teach, and for us to practice what we hear, not only to hear the word of God, but to be doers of God's word. Yes, beloved, God is our Father, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to us. In continuation of Hebrews 11:6, which says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, in the book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Yes, beloved, the question still remains here tonight. Hallelujah. That we must ask ourselves this question each and every day of our lives. Are you a man pleaser or a God pleaser? The choice is yours to make each and every day of your life in 2024. Child of God, oftentimes we tend to please people for some of these reasons. First one is because of fear of being rejected. We have to understand, according to 1 Timothy 1:7, God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. We can't allow fear to cancel faith, because when we are in faith, fear must go. And rejection is part of your DNA. When you volunteer to give your life to Christ, they rejected Jesus, and he is our set example. So guess what? In 2024, they will reject you, because the world love is on. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the choice is yours on every day for you to make. On which side will you stand? Will you please people, or will you please God, the one that created you, the one that made you, hallelujah, the one that breathed into you his breath, and you became life. Hallelujah. The next thing is that we must face is expected to receive something in return. We have to understand, as born-again believers of Christ, that God gave us his best, his son, Jesus Christ. He gave us his best, Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven, took upon the fashion of man, became a sacrifice for all mankind, lowered himself a little lower than angels, and he became an ultimate sacrifice. He paid the price for us to come back in right standing with God the Father. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, rejection must go. Being, hallelujah, having a mindset to receive something in return because of your stand for Christ. Remember, God is the one that brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. God is the one that turned your life around, put your foot on solid ground. We're not our own anymore. We belong to him. Our allegiance should be to God. Hallelujah. Because of what he allowed his son to do for us. Our allegiance should be to Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, and to the Holy Spirit. All three operates as one. Yes, child of God, being a people pleaser will affect your relationship with God, and it will affect your ability to make good decisions. It can also make people feel uncomfortable around you. So I would really encourage you tonight that each and every day of your life that God allow you to be on top of the ground not on top of you, that God allow you to open up your eyes each and every day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, beloved, the people pleasers must eventually come to terms with two truths in life. First, not everyone will love you, even if you please them. That is a true statement. You can never please everybody. Some people will Hallelujah, will be your friend as long as you do what they want you to do. Some people, hallelujah, will dislike you because of the stand that you take for Christ. See, the Bible reminds us in here in Proverbs 16, verse 7, when a man's way pleased the Lord, when a man's way pleased the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. I know I can testify on that true statement. It is true. They may not like you, but God will allow them to bless you. Oh, yes, he will. So don't do like a crawfish, backing up to find a hole. No, stand firm. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, the Bible reminds us in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So again, the question tonight for you to ponder, for you to consider, are you, as a child of God, a people pleaser or a God pleaser? So, beloved, let us try in 2024 to be more of a God pleaser rather than a man pleaser. Because God is the one who will reward you in due season. He's the one that is keeping you. He's the one that's leading you by his Holy Spirit. He's the one that has all power in his hands. Yes, beloved, as a minister of the Lord, do not cater to the crowd to please man. Preach God's word as God directs you to preach and teach. And teach it. Speak the truth in the love of God. Don't compromise the gospel. Don't pollute, hallelujah, the word of God. Preach it just the way it is, straight from the Bible. Biblical instruction before leaving earth. Straight from the holy book, the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God has power, power to deliver, power to set free, power to save, power to keep you. Hallelujah. Are you tonight in 2024 a man pleaser or a God pleaser? You see, child of God, always do what God says to do. Do it quick and in a hurry. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, obey. Obey not by the word, by the way of eye service, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Because God looks in the heart. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, time is winding up. So we must be about our Father's business. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man or woman can work. So, beloved, the God-fearing person is the one that focuses on discerning and pursuing the will of God in his or her life. Yes, we are reminded again. Here in the scripture, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3, it says, in the echoes of the verse, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God, it sanctifies. The word of God will help us, lead us, and guide us. direct our pathway. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you should steadily and progressively become more and more like Christ each and every day of our lives. Draw nearer to him. Yes, when we are confronted with a decision on a daily basis. One question should be asked is, what choice will make me more like Jesus on a daily basis? Yes, child of God, none of us will know all that God wants and commands at all times. But we can commit to do at all times what we do know that God has said to do. This is better to be repeated. And if I was you and you're listening in, I would make sure that I write this down. Child of God, believer in Christ, none of us will know all that God wants and commands at all times. But we can commit to do at all times what we do know that God has said to do. Are you living for the approval that comes from God or from the approval of people? Remember this in 2024, as a believer in Christ, never devalue yourself by being attached to people who underestimate your worth. Yes, child of God, never devalue yourself by being attached to people who underestimate your worth. Remember, only what God says about you matters. Yes, child of God, stop wasting time, energy, and life trying to win the approval of people that does not even matter. Hallelujah. There's only one that matters, and that is what God says about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You see, you as a follower of Christ in 2024, you're supposed to use your gifts, talents, ministry, calling, and skills for the glory of God and for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, not for yourself as being the person with the most likes on Facebook or having the biggest followers on TikTok or Instagram, or forgetting the consistent pat on the back. Remember, not everyone has your best interest in mind. Only one that don't change, and that is God. The one that sits high and look low. The one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So people of God, servants, true servants of God, do not compete with each other, because they are too focused on serving their master, on serving Jesus, the Lord and Savior of our lives, the author and finisher of our faith. So child of God, never attempt, hallelujah, never attempt in a church setting to out-sing or to out-preach, out-pray, out-teach, or out-lead anyone, because it's not of God. God have given each and every one of us in a divine assignment to complete. So what we must do is go before God in our secret closet, in our prayer closet, and ask the Lord, what is there that you want me, that you have created me to do here on planet Earth? Because I realize that life is a vapor. We can be gone. You know, we're here today, and we can be gone today. So we must get busy and do our assignment that God has given us. We must allow ourselves to be in our rightful lane in order to be affected. Hallelujah, while we're here on planet Earth. You see, ministry has nothing to do with competition, because nobody wins when we lose sight of pleasing God. Servant leaders, if we lead right, God's true believers will follow him right. I'm going to say it again. Servant leaders in 2024, if we lead right, God's true believers will follow right. As Jesus says here in the book of John 13, verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Pattern yourself after Jesus Christ and cease from being obsessed with the need to impress. I'm going to say it again. The word is rich tonight. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking in John 13, verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Pattern yourselves after Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, and cease from being obsessed with the need to impress. Yes, to impress people. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Because the same people that you try to impress will be the same people that will talk behind your back, sometimes even in your face. We have to remember what the scripture says in the book of Philippians 2 and 13. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So child of God, let your light shine before men in 2024 so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Yes, beloved, God's approval is all that matters. Hallelujah. Again, we are reminded of what Galatians chapter 1, verse 10 says. For him, I now seek it, the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were trying to please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. Yes, believers in Christ, we have a society of ministers today who are bound with the thought that the mission is to please people. To please people rather than pleasing God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the question again is asked, are you a God please or a man please? In I need thee. as believers in Christ, we want to be aware that in the times that we are living in, we have a society that is filled with ministers who are bound with the thought that the mission is to please the people. All they are concerned about is that the parishioners are happy, and the budget is very large, and the buildings are very big. So that makes everything great in man's eyes. But I stop by to let you know that you must make a choice each and every day of your life. Who will you live for? For men or for God? Yes, child of God, seminary training is a wonderful tool that God uses to equip people that have the call of God in their lives. But you see, education can never be an end in itself. Having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives is the only way to operate in an apostolic ministry. Yes, beloved, people do not need our theology as much as they need our testimonies. People want to see what God has done for you in your life. Talk is cheap. Let's see some evidence of the change that took place in your life on a personal basis. You see, child of God, it does not matter how bad your past history was. You can rewrite your history with your future as being in right standing with God. God is the offense. God is the one that we must please in 2024. You see, believer in Christ, the approval of God is not earned. The approval of God is received. It does not come to you on the basis of merits, but on the basis of mercy. Having a life of ministry flows from the joy of receiving the approval of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yes, child of God, always understand this, that you have God's divine approval on your life, which sets you from the sense of rejection of men and inadequate or inferiority from men. You see, as ministers of the gospel, God has entrusted us with the message that we know. And when we know this, it should motivate us to speak. It should motivate us to get involved in people's lives so that other people can learn how to get God's stamp of approval in their lives. You see, through the message of the gospel, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people's lives can be changed. So, child of God, don't be obsessed with the need to impress people. Let your please God at all times, and he will make your enemy your footstool and have him or her to live in peace with you. We just hope and pray that was something that was said here tonight that would bring encouragement and exhortation to you in 2024 on a spiritual, natural basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember, you're either God pleasing or man pleasing. The choice is yours. God bless you. God keep you. is my prayer in 2024. Yes, beloved, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And the praises of God is awesome. Yes, it is.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for that broadcast this evening, that message. I hope it touched someone's heart and allows them to walk better as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. If so, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. God bless you. Have a great week. Remember, it's spring break in the Houston area, so please be aware of the children on the streets and our driving. God bless. Have a great week. We'll hope to be with you again on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.